accession as a non-nuclear state to our treaty. And the depositary of the treaty is Russia and the United Kingdom and the United States. And they provided guarantees of nuclear security to Ukraine. But nobody in the memorandum said anything about what would happen if the United States itself and countries of the European Union were to set up a coup d'etat in Ukraine, and that that state would not dissolve. So the problem is that in February 2014, on the money of the United States, this was clearly stated by Victoria Nuland openly in Kiev, a bloody anti-constitutional coup d'etat was carried out, and the legitimate president of Ukraine was taken out. And on the eve of that, the legitimate president of Ukraine, the respected Minister of Foreign Affairs of Poland, and the ministers of France and Germany guaranteed the security and a smooth transition of power, which he agreed to. And the next day, the very same powers set up a bloody coup d'etat. So here, I don't think we should distort the spirit or lie to 190 states. The Russian Federation never violated the territorial integrity of Ukraine. Ukraine is our good neighbor and has always been that. It is part of the Russian world. And we, as no one else, are suffering in our very hearts from what's happening in Ukraine. As for Crimea, well, historically speaking, the inhabitants of Crimea have decided on their fate once and for all. 95% of the population of Crimea, at a free referendum, decided for themselves that they cannot anymore be part of Ukraine, Nazi-style Ukraine, when there is a prohibition to speak their language, when there is a prohibition of their political party, and when dissidents are being simply stamped out. They decided this for themselves. They came out of Ukraine themselves, and then they asked to be taken back into the fold of Russia. And of course, we took them back. This question has been resolved once and for all. I don't think anyone should stir this up here. We have other tasks before us here. Another point, with your permission. The very respected participant of the Great Britain suddenly again here started talking about Salisbury. Now, why do we need to do that at the PrepCom of the review conference on NPT? We don't get it. We don't understand that. Yesterday, we already appealed to everyone not to drag in issues here which are totally unrelated to NPT. Well, since it's happened, let's talk about Salisbury. Just a few words. I'm not going to take up too much of your time. On March 4th, that is almost 2 months ago, in the small, clean little town not far from London, Salisbury, there was an incident that occurred with two Russian citizens, Sergei Skripal and his daughter, Yulia Skripal. Now, what actually happened with them, we don't know. We have no idea. The United Kingdom has hidden and is hiding all of the data. We have no access to Russian citizens, and this has been the case for almost 2 months already. And against that backdrop, we hear some sort of totally absurd allegations and accusations being leveled at Russia, that Russia used chemical weapons. We get the impression that in people's brains there's some sort of chemical reaction that is incomprehensible to us, that's occurring, and this is happening with our British colleagues. Well, if you like, let's try to come to grips with all of this. We really have proposed, you know, if you're out of the blue talking about chemical weapons, there are mechanisms within the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to deal with such situations. You could send a request to Russia concerning this, and we would reply, but the United Kingdom didn't do anything along those lines. The United Kingdom simply asked for OPCW inspectors to come to its territory. And, well, how many organizations are there? There's just this one. And these experts, these inspectors, confirmed what the British themselves had decided already without any investigation being carried out. They handed down a sentence and did everything in their power to simply have that be rubber stamped. But there was absolutely no data that was presented, nor could there be. This absurd version to the effect that Russia used chemical weapons in Salisbury will never be borne out. And I would appeal to everyone present here to take this to heart. It would be shameful if the Prime Minister of Great Britain or someone else starts again to impose this on you. You are allowing yourselves to be bought, and you as representatives of the European Union should be ashamed to simply be parroting this stupid version of events. Rather than that, let us deal with our problems at hand, that is, the whole question of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much for